This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of What's on Your Mind is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. We love MyPillow for a lot of reasons. One, they make products right here in the USA in neighboring Minnesota. That's kind of nice. Mike Lindell is this incredible, generous, wonderful entrepreneur, and certainly is a genius in what he invents, what he dreams up. MyPillow being probably the most famous, but for Encores, he keeps doing all kinds of things, like the MyPillow towels. They're 30% off right now, by the way, with the promo code Scott. Todd has a set of royal purple towels. I kid you not, royal purple. But he is royalty, so that's why, you know, most things in his house are purple. And then I have the more reserved mineral gray, but I love them because, you know what? They absorb moisture. I know, kind of unique for towels, but towels changed around 2006. Mike told us about this, and they're all different now, and they're more lotiony and soft, and they're not really, you know, towels that absorb. So anyway, there's that. There's the MyPillow sheets now. These are the Giza Dream Sheets, two for the price of one. Buy one, get one, and free shipping right now. All of that at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the full hour. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd with your questions for Kevin, 226-8503. Or mine is 367-2054. Happy Friday. Happy New Year, Senator Kevin Cramer.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Scott, and all of your listeners. We're off to an interesting start, aren't we?
We sure are. When you heard this news last night, what was your reaction?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you know, I'm good for our commander-in-chief. Iran has been filling around the edges for way too long. They've been quite aggressive, as we know, and the president's responded that at every turn with an appropriate and proportional response. And I'm talking about, you know, their activities in the Persian Gulf in particular, the Straits of Hormuz, the attacks on Saudi oil interests. And then, of course, late last week or early this week, I lose track of the weeks, Scott, even during the holiday. Of course, they took out and killed an American contractor and, you know, arranged for these attacks on our embassy in Baghdad disguised as protest. Let's be honest, they're attacks. And I think he had what impresses me the most about Scott was the incredible intelligence and the confidence they had to know exactly where he was and how to get him. And there he is right in Baghdad at the airport, 15 miles away from the Iraqi or the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. One airstrike and they took out, you know, the top terrorists from the top terrorist country in the world, General Soleimani. And so, given everything that, again, we shouldn't be surprised, should never be surprised at the capabilities of America's intelligence community and the forces that carry out the commander's instructions. But for all of it to work once again so well, just again proves that America is the exceptional country in this world when it comes to all things, including things military.
Nick in Moorhead has a question for you. Go ahead for Senator Kevin Cramer. Nick, thanks for waiting.
Senator, thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to ask you this question. I am a Kurdish from Fargo, Moorhead area. We immigrated in 92 here. Couldn't be prouder to be part of this great community here. Senator, my question is for you here today is, 13,000 Kurdish troops, 30,000 wounded, fighting the terrorist groups. Do you think because of this, what happened, we took out Qasem Soleimani, which is a huge, huge win and long overdue for all of us, and especially sure. people in Middle East. Do you think we need to fortify again with our Kurdish partners? Because they're going to retaliate for sure, but I think what they're going to do is retaliate against our allies. Do you think we need to fortify again our relationship with the Kurds again, especially in Iraq?
Yeah, Nick, that is a great question. It's also a great observation. And I'm glad you're in Fargo, Moorhead, and yeah, patriotic American as well as loyal to your heritage. It's all really important, and it all ties together. And it ties together nicely, by the way, with your question. First of all, Nick, I wish we wouldn't have not fortified. I wish that we would have, you know, remained a little stronger in Syria, more supportive of the Kurds when it came to the Turkish invasion, if you will. But I also realize and understand that the complexities of the region and the complexities of NATO allies and the president probably did what he thought best at the time, and I support him in his doing it. But I do think your point that you're raising right now, and this, in fact, Nick, I've thought a lot about it throughout this morning and even last night, and that is, in the region, the one thing that we have to have as much as anything is we have to have strong alliances, and we have to have strong loyal alliances. Now, allegiances change, you know, with different circumstances. I understand that, but there also have to be those very strong, impenetrable relationships, and the U.S. relationship with the Kurds needs to be one of those. Because I think you're right. How will they retaliate? And by the way, Scott, we could have a whole show on this topic. There's no question about it. And I think their bluster is far greater than their capability. But Nick raises an important point, and that is if they do retaliate, they very well may retaliate against a more vulnerable ally than directly at the United States, which, by the way, has been largely what they've been doing, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's, you know, the British ships in the Straits of Hormuz, whatever it's been, they've gone after allies who haven't had either the capability or, in many cases, the same stomach, if you will, to be able to retaliate back. And that's been one of our, I think, shortcomings in the world, is that some of our strongest allies have, you know, they rely on the United States to do all the heavy lifting for them, including, by the way, in Syria. And so you may be right, Nick. You all look forward to some much more in-depth briefings when I get back to Washington on Monday and Tuesday. As you know, I sit on the Armed Services Committee. We'll no doubt be hearing a lot more about this. But to answer your question in a word, which is, it's a little late for that, but I would say, yes, I think we need to continue to work with and strengthen our alliance with the Kurdish people.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your time. I have a follow-up question, sir. No immigrant from North Dakota has ever gone to the State of the Union address. Is it possible this time for you to invite an immigrant to join the State of the Union address?
I will take that under consideration. Thanks for the suggestion. Chris and I have actually been talking about what we might do this year with regard to the one invitation we get. So that's a good one to ponder. Thank you for that. I'll think about it. Obviously, I can't commit to it right now, but it's a good suggestion.
Thanks for the call, Nick.
Take care.
Talk to you later. Let's see Terry and Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, I just have one quick comment and one quick question. Yay, Trump. I'm glad he did what he did. I'm not a person who generally approves of killing other people, but I think this one was well-deserved, and I'm glad that he has the backbone and the fortitude to stand up and get it done. And then my question is, and you probably don't know the answer to this, but I don't know who else to ask, why are there no nursing homes in Bismarck that take VAs, veterans?
Oh. Yeah. So first of all, yeah, thanks for the comment up front. I was thinking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the famous, Lutheran pastor who was a pacifist and quite a liberal in many senses, but who was ultimately hanged for his involvement in an attempt on the life of Adolf Hitler. And you don't have to, you can love life and still want to take one, because the taking of a terrorist who's responsible for the killing of thousands, if not tens of thousands of people, is not only is it just, but it actually saves lives. So, an interesting point that you raised. I thank you for that. With regard to the VA, so there's a formula challenge with regard to nursing homes and what the VA pays out. So it's not just Bismarck. It's very hard to find nursing homes anywhere in North Dakota. And I don't want to say a blanket statement necessarily, but there's a challenge in the reimbursement rate for the VA and nursing homes. And that has created a problem that you've identified, by just talking about, you know, asking the general question about Bismarck. You may have a more specific reason for that question. You wouldn't be the only one.
So yeah, I've heard that from a few. Hang on a second, if you would. Yep. Hang on, Terry. We'll get you the rest of the answer when we come back. From the break, this has come up before. So, and I know it's a tough deal when loved ones have to be a long ways away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to "Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man" and "Curtis Lowe." We were good, you know.
Yeah,
I think this song was written in North Dakota. Sounds like it to me. Oh, I just love it. Absolutely love it. No question about it. Todd, tell us, if you would, a little bit about your friends over at Schwann, Buick GMC, and then we're going to return to our call with Terry and Bismarck with Senator Kevin Cramer here.
Your leftovers for the year-end sale at SchwannBuickGMC.com. The indoor used car sale is just around the corner as well, but it's time for heated seats. It's time for a heated steering wheel. We got a few months of winter to contend with. And maybe some all-wheel drive. We had that freezing rain, sloppy blech last night, too. So stay safe. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, Terry and Bismarck, we'll give Senator Cramer a chance to answer the rest of your question related to the... I guess it's the reimbursement rates. I don't know whether to say the problem is the reimbursement rates from the VA aren't high enough, or that the nursing homes aren't willing to consider taking a little bit less for a bed for a vet. I don't know which is the problem.
Either one, both would be the same, really. It's a difference without a distinction without a difference, really, because as long as the VA is below what others will pay, and you have a supply shortage, obviously the demand is going to drive, and understandably, it's going to drive the nursing homes, or the beds are going to have to be, they're going to go to the higher pay. So that only makes sense. I think what we need to do is we need to work with the VA, and we are. And I mean Senator Hovind has been relentless on this topic. He's very well versed on it because he hears from people like Terry every day, like I do. And now I'm on the Veterans Affairs Committee, so with him as an appropriator, me on VA, circling the wagons around the agency itself, we really do need to get the reimbursement rate to be a more competitive reimbursement rate. Because what we shouldn't do is ask our already very stretched nursing homes to do more for less either, especially when there are options out there. So it needs to be more competitive. Medicaid, of course, pays for a lot of nursing home beds. And so we just need to get those things at par, Scott, in my view, and Terry. So thanks for raising the topic with us. And that's the basic answer. It's probably not a great one, but it is the answer, and the issue really is reimbursement. So anyway, we're on it. We'll keep working on it, and you just keep holding us accountable for it.
And Terry, what I'll do, if you'll hang on, I'll have Daniel take your number. I'll forward that on, or email, whatever you prefer, to Senator Cramer's office, just so they can keep
great.
In touch with you on this as it progresses. The problem's on the radar, so that's the first step.
Yeah,
now it's a matter of a fix. Thanks, Terry. I don't know, call me naive, but I just think, if it's for a vet, find a way, right? And if we're talking about a vet in a nursing home, I get we have some wonderful vets care, like in Lisbon. I mean, that is just unbelievable. But if I live in Watford City, and I can't convince them that what the VA pays is enough, then I have to go see my loved one in Lisbon. Maybe Bismarck, but Lisbon now it just seems to be. I'd love to see the Long-Term Care Association and the VA folks and everybody get in a room and say, let's figure this out. How do we all give a little here and figure it out? It'd be nice, because it's for a vet, if nothing else. Right?
Sure.
Sorry, off my soapbox now. Sally and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Sally.
Hi. My question to the senator is if he would plan to schedule or has plans to schedule a town hall meeting in Bismarck.
We haven't scheduled one, but we certainly will before very long, I would think, Sally. So I'm in Bismarck, as you know, a lot. I have my main office is in Bismarck. I hold a lot of office hours in Bismarck with people. So I'm here a lot. Sometimes that Bismarck gets neglected, maybe as a general rule as a result of that. Although I think I had more town halls over the last 6 years in Bismarck than anywhere. Fargo probably next, but for sure we'll be having town halls in Bismarck and the other communities throughout the state as we continue to schedule the weeks that we have off.
Yeah, because I've spoke to your office previously, and they've said that the last town hall, I believe, was previous to the last election. So I just kind of feel like I've reached out to your office a few times. There's never been much of a chance to speak with you in person. I do live in Bismarck. I've got some family. They attend the same church as you.
Good.
And based on that and those facts, I was hoping to speak to you more in person than on, you know, more of a conservative talk show.
Sure. No, that's great.
So well, I look forward to the opportunity, and I know that there's a lot of people out here that do want to, you know, voice concerns. Maybe not the concerns you want to hear, but...
How many town halls have you held? I'm trying to think of how many I've been to alone. And I know I've been to a lot less than in total what you've had, but how many... You have town halls in every corner of North Dakota.
Pretty much do, Scotty. Yeah. But here's what we generally do is if either we'll make a town hall, we'll schedule a town hall in a particular area and then build another schedule around that. So just say, for example, if there's a week where we're not in session or there's even a Friday, occasionally on a Friday, a lot of times what'll happen is on a Friday, just sort of put it in some perspective, for every probably 10 invitations that I have to attend something, I can take one of them. And, you know, based on just the schedule itself and what it allows, being in North Dakota and all the other things that compete with that. And then, so we'll have like an anchor event, and then I'll build a schedule around that. So if I have a Friday meeting, you know, in Fargo or Castleton or, you know, wherever the case might be, that I take, and we're a military, you know, meeting in Grand Forks or Minot, then I will try to maybe build a town hall around that. And I had, for example, I think my most recent town hall might have been at Jamestown, and that was scheduled after we had a couple of other invitations that we accepted, and then, you know, found an hour in the middle of all of that to do a town hall. And so that's generally how it works. So it's
a lot of moving parts, but Senator Kramer is here every week for an hour and other, you know, talk shows across the station, the state as well, to take questions. You made a comment, Sally, about not wanting to a chance to ask Senator Kramer a question on a conservative talk show. This really isn't a conservative talk show when he's on. I mean, he's giving his opinions and other people give their opinions and ask questions, but it's not about anybody's politics. It's about ask anything. You know, ask anything. It's an open town hall. We don't screen calls, so encourage you to ask your questions here, too. It's good access. Anyway, we'll take a break, back with more with Senator Kevin Kramer after this timeout. Don't go away.
Yeah. As I say, Scott, we're not done yet.
Oh, am I looking at the wrong clock?
I don't know, are you?
I guess so.
You're still on.
We only have 30 seconds left now that I blew that. Yeah, all right. Wes in Hillsboro, hang on. I'm not going to go to you now because I literally have 5 seconds left before the music starts. But when we do come back, I want to play that clip of Geraldo Rivera and Brian Kilmeade on the Fox News Channel getting into it, because I think it's an argument you're going to hear from a lot of people related to the strike in Iran. That, yeah, he's a bad guy, but, in fact, we should count the butts in the presidential Democratic candidates in their tweets. Mm-hmm. Oh, bad guy. I'm glad he's dead, but what? You know, so there's a lot of the butts out there, and we'll deal with that clip. And now we'll be right back on What's On Your Mind. Exactly. Don't go away.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a job on spring.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The risk of doing nothing was enormous.
America's Secretary of State defending the U.S. action to target an Iranian military commander and kill him with an airstrike at the airport in Baghdad, Iraq.
Enormous in the short term in terms of the imminent attack that Qasem Soleimani was plotting, but also highly risky. Doing nothing in this region shows weakness. It emboldens Iran.
Iranian leaders are promising harsh retribution against the U.S. Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants the White House to brief Congress on the airstrikes. Congress opens for business today. Senate leaders expected to address the next steps after the House impeachment of President Trump, fulfilling a constitutional requirement on this day. The House will formally gavel in, but most members won't actually return until next week. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Machinery, real estate, they do it all. They have a great catalog. You want to dream a little, just call for their catalog. It's free. They'll send it to you. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. In fact, the first person that calls for a free catalog today at Pipers gets a pair of Sioux hockey tickets for tonight.
Who?
Excuse me, UND hockey tickets tonight. And ooh, going to jail. Going to First Amendment jail for Todd there. Sorry. Anyway, I'll
sue for life.
And guess what? You can sit next to me. I'll be there tonight. So that probably will reduce.
Did you mean to say you're having a super life?
Interested parties, but I have a pair of tickets. Going to watch a little UND hockey tonight. It's been a while. They've been out of town for a long time, and they are on a roll. They're number one with a bullet. I mean, it's just ridiculous how number one they are right now in the country. So they're a great hockey team, and they're headed back to Detroit, I think, for the national championship. Mark, put it on your calendar. Anyway, first person to call for a Pipers catalog at 877-700-4099. If you want the tickets, tell them when they answer. I'll give them a call after. I'll get your name. I'll get you the tickets. I'll leave them for you right there. We'll call, and we'll watch a game tonight. Meanwhile, they have coming up on Friday the 10th, some South Dakota crop and pasture land acreage in Zeebach County. They also have some Ward County acreage coming up over 1,000 acres on Tuesday the 14th. Ward County land auction in Divide County on the 15th. Clay County, 80 acres on the 22nd. So check it out. Machinery auctions to pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Okay, where were we? Let's go to Wes in Hillsboro. Wes, you're next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
I have just a question for the senator, but first I want to thank you for all your service, Senator Cunningham.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and my question is more of an advice type of a question. As regards student loans, I have a son that has a pretty good student loan, balance of $60,000. He's paid about $17,000 in payments so far, of which over $14,000 is interest and only a couple thousand in principal. Are there any options for my son to get out of this or to help him out?
So, I mean, I'm assuming he owes the money. I'm a little concerned about that high interest amount.
Me too.
But of course, we know that that's how they'll be out, right? Because it'd be one thing if he's making some headway on his principle. So, you know, we've made an adjustment. I say we, the Congress made an adjustment, I want to say 5 years ago, probably maybe four or five years ago on the federal student loan program. You might recall, and I hate to go through all this history, but But the student loan program was greatly changed with Obamacare. So a lot of people may not know that, or they may have forgotten that. When the federal government took over all of the student loan programs, so they, in other words, your local bank, even the Bank of North Dakota and stuff, the federal government took it all.
Right.
And now since then, we've been adjusting it a little bit. The Bank of North Dakota now has a program. There are some consolidation programs. I guess that'd be the first thing I'd look at, but that's just me. I don't know that that's a, I don't know anything legislatively or federal-wise okay. that would help eliminate some of that. But let me take it up. Back in Washington and have my team look into it and see if there are some options and then see what other things might be in the works legislatively with regard to whether there's some interest that we can somehow find a way. I want to be careful, and the reason I hesitate with a lot of this, we want to be careful that we don't, create unintended consequences too.
Yeah, I'm just, the interest overwhelmed me when I got the statement at the end of the year. I got to see it because I'm a co-signer. And I thought that seems, 14,000 and only 2,000 in principal. Well, a few hundred above, but odd number or even numbers, but it just seemed pretty exorbitant and trying to find some way to help this young boy out.
Yeah, well, maybe if we could take it on, Scott, I wouldn't mind on a more direct level as a case. I'd like to look into it a little bit and then look for a larger or broader fix. But I do also want to be careful because people, we don't want to create perverse incentives for students to borrow more cheap money only to find out one day they have to pay it back, right? And and so, not to mention, by the way, my real concern is with the university systems themselves, the university system itself, and that the lower cost money for a student that encourages them to borrow it drives up the price of the
tuition. I'm sorry. It seems criminal to me. It seems absolutely criminal to me that there not be some sort of, here's the amount of debt you're going to have. Here's what the graduates in that particular program you're planning to go to would make. So expect you're going to be paying this off for, rather than, where did he go to school, Wes?
He did some schooling in Wisconsin and some here in North Dakota. And his note, what I got from was from the Bank of North Dakota.
Yeah. Well, I will put you on hold. And, Daniel, if you would get Wes's information, we'll pass that on so that Senator Kramer, his staff can contact you to get a little more of the information at least. And as they say, at least keep in communication with you on any possible things that happen down the road. So.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it's a test case, right? It's an idea of what folks are dealing
right.
with.
That's
so.
Right. Let's see what we can come up with. Yeah.
All right. So Geraldo Rivera is on Fox and Friends this morning, and he's with Brian Kilmeade, and they had this little spat. And, I'm seeing this play out pretty much along party lines where, the Democratic candidates for president and the usual suspects on the Democratic side are saying, bad guy, but, right, and then go into this. So listen to this argument. I want to get your take on this back and forth.
Excellent. They've been excellent. The U.S. Intelligence has been excellent since 2003 when we invaded Iraq, disrupted the entire region for no real reason.
That's not the right clip.
Yeah, it is. This is it. Yep.
Don't for a minute start cheering this on. What you have done, what we have done, we have unleashed.
I will cheer it up.
We have. All right. Well, you, like Lindsey Graham, have never met a war you didn't like.
That is not true. And don't even say that.
If President Trump wanted de-escalation,
we should just let him kill us for another 15 years.
If President Trump wanted de-escalation and to bring our troops home, what this was a reaction.
What about the 700 Americans that are dead? Should they not be happy? Because of him.
What about the tens of thousands of Iraqis who have died since 2003? You have to start seeing things. What the hell are we doing in Baghdad in the first place?
All right, so there's the gist of the back and forth. And again, you're hearing some version of that. Now, I think one important distinction that's come from the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of State, I forget which, on the heels of this attack, is that this was about preempting an attack. This was about having information about plans for another attack and what they had planned. Not even for correcting or get retribution, if you will, for the previous attack, which to me makes it harder to argue against. Wait a minute, you took a guy out, and we know he had plans to do this. But, you know, he earlier in a piece sort of dismissed that, saying, well, yeah, who do we know that from? And, well, is that the same intelligence that we had when we said we should go into Iraq? You know, so anyway, this is the argument you're going to hear. What's your response to that?
So I think it's a great little illustration, Scott. It's an illustration of the broader argument. And I think both men make a good point. I think it's unfortunate that Geraldo said to Brian, you and Lindsey Graham have never seen a war you didn't love or something like that, because that's just a personal attack on Brian. And Brian, you know, I think rightfully took exception to it and called him out on it. But that aside, Geraldo raises relevant points, although I'm not sure that ancient history has a lot to do with it. And from the clip I listened to, and I'll be honest, I did watch the video of it this morning as I was going through all my alerts and looking at the various. The reason I actually saw it was because previous to that, Tulsi Gabbard was on, and I wanted to see her response as a presidential candidate. But the whole discussion about, you know, Iraq in the first place and the flood intel back then, I get it. But nonetheless, we're there. We are an ally with the supported government, and there's another part of Iraq that is that's under the control of Iran, and that's the conflict, and that's not insignificant to us. But Geraldo, I think, if I remember right, said something to the effect, "Don't cheer this on," and Brian said, "I'll cheer it on." Well, they're talking about escalation. We should never, ever, ever, ever make the mistake of blaming the United States of America for a terrorist escalation of events. President Trump has had an appropriate response to every one of Iran's bad actions. The previous administration for 8 years coddled Iran. Do I need to remind people? I'm a senator doing no small part to my predecessor's vote for the Iran nuclear deal, endorsing Iran having a nuclear program and allowing a missiles program and a missile defense program and sending them cash on pallets. So Iran is the top supporter, the number one state supporter of terrorism in the world. They have escalated this thing time and time again. And by the way, we talk a lot, Scott, about proportional responses. You're going to hear that a lot. You've already heard it a lot. So you have this bully in the neighborhood called Iran. By the way, another thing to keep in mind, it's not like Iran's leadership is on solid footing. They have plenty of their own problems as a result of the sanctions, the economic sanctions that are on Iran. And they have a fragile situation with a lot of freedom-loving Iranians. And by the way, back to the call earlier from Nick, who's Kurdish and living in Moorhead, there are a lot of Iranians who live in North Dakota as well, who love America, who love freedom, who love their culture, but they have a regime that is totalitarian. And so this idea that somehow it's the United States of America's fault that this violent leadership does violent things and that we're supposed to always have a proportional response, you know, at some point you don't let the small bully dictate the terms of the playground.
Here's what bugs me. We've been at war with these guys for a long time. And now because we respond to it, in this case, preventing an attack, somehow it's provoking an attack. Look, we've been on the business end of a lot of their attacks.
No,
already.
And that's sort of my point, that we keep fighting them to a draw because we hold back. And I'm not suggesting that we go in an all-out war with Iran, but at some point they have to understand we're capable of doing it. Otherwise, they're going to continue the same behavior. And so in this case, the bully got punched back, and he got punched really hard. And we shouldn't apologize for it nor blame our commander-in-chief. We ought to be rallying around him. Now, I'm interested in learning a lot more, Scott. We need to learn a lot more. We need to know, you know, what kind of next steps they might be thinking about, what other authorizations from Congress will be appropriate. But they certainly didn't need the authorization from Congress to do what he did last night. And had he tipped off Nancy Pelosi, who I understand is whining about that, you might as well send a text message right to Soleimani himself and get out of the Baghdad.
Short break, back with more after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd,
23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio.
Nothing like country music to just lay it on the line. Is there this? Be there, nice and blunt. I love it. Yeah, then just
good talk show theme right there, huh?
Yeah, although I've never said shut your mouth to anybody, have I? I don't think so. Hope not. I have. You can give me the buzzer, Todd, the buzzer. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, and you know, we'll be off the air here in about 6-7 minutes or so. When we are not on the air, you can always call us anyway and leave us your messages on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. And the best calls we get there are stories about the snowplow drivers who are opening the roads, and law enforcement, and first responders, and folks and have that be the Buffalo Spirit day in and day out all throughout North Dakota, just like the folks at Oasis Petroleum do. So let us know when you see something great so we can give them a shout-out right here on the program at 855-200-1776. Okay, how about this? Kevin, if you could, in a minute, consolidate the really good news that came from the Interior Department today. We will get the rest of the texts and calls in as best we can here to fill the time. But I want to preface this by saying this is why the town halls that you do in a class all your own, even of our own North Dakota elected leaders, let alone national politicians, in listening to people and hearing problems in the town halls and the coffees with Kramers and the weekly talk radio town halls like this one. Many of these issues have come up, and I'm looking at this and I'm just beaming with pride that, you know, North Dakotans who voted for you, North Dakotans who didn't vote for you, were able to bring problems and concerns that you said, you know, you're right, and then you go to Washington and say, hey, Interior Department, fix it, and, you know, they answer in a pretty significant way here. What have they done? What have they announced today?
So today, what happened is the Secretary of Interior, Dave Bernhard, who was, as you might recall, Scott, at a town hall in Hope, North Dakota with me, following a town hall I had in Devil's Lake a couple of years ago with landowners. But he announced that the Fish and Wildlife Service, which is under him, issued a direct order, called a director's order, I'm sorry, to provide, here's what I put down, due process for landowners who have perpetual Fish and Wildlife Service easements. They're called waterfowl protection area easements that predate 1976 on their property. And the reason for that is that for the last several decades, the Fish and Wildlife Service has gone on these farmers' land, and as the water changes or grows, they grow their easement, which the farmer never agreed to. And these easements were gained largely in the 60s and early 70s. They were gotten by a program, of course, federal program, and they had inadequate maps. In fact, in many cases, they don't have maps at all, or they have some sort of hand-drawn map, and the map might be a few acres, but over the decades, the Fish and Wildlife Service has turned those few acres into quarter sections of land, half sections of land, and it's really what I call a regulatory taking, and it's rampant by the federal government. And there's another program at USDA that's similar, but the one that's most egregious is the Fish and Wildlife Service one, and it just has frustrated me and lots of farmers, so it has become and continues to be a bit of a personal crusade for me, and that is to get farmers their private property rights back from the federal government who's taken them. So Dave announced this director's order, which establishes new maps, highly digitized maps, collaborates with the landowners. So basically what's going to happen is that in the next year, Fish and Wildlife will contact thousands of landowners with these pre-1976 easement deeds and provide them with maps that are overlaid on aerial imagery. It will have much more details of the boundaries and acres of their easement. And then most importantly, really, I think, is this due process piece where they come up with an administrative due process method where the farmer can get some relief, get some due process, which in the past they haven't gotten. Instead, Fish and Wildlife Service has gone to the courts themselves, sued farmers. Farmers have gone bankrupt over these lawsuits, only to win the lawsuit, except that they've lost their farm in the process. That's a common story in North Dakota, of course. So as you can tell, I'm very passionate about this topic, and I really appreciate the Secretary of Interior and President Trump responding to this. John Hovind and I held this roundtable earlier this year with Secretary Bernhard at Hope, North Dakota, so we could go look at Mike Johannesson's farm. Mike, of course, is the person who lost his farm after being not sued, but actually charged by Fish and Wildlife Service. He took it to court, went to appellate court, won the court case, and in the process lost his farm.
It's huge.
It's a huge issue.
Here's a text.
You're right. It's a direct result of town halls. Direct result of town hall in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where 200 upset farmers showed up to tell their stories.
And these problems weren't new at the time they were brought to a town hall. They've been around for a long time, but somebody did something about it. Somebody actually said, you're right, that's wrong, let's fix it. And that's the power of, you know, the access that you're given. That's why I continually preach that to folks. I don't care what your political persuasion is. I don't care what your concern is, anything. I mean, you're North Dakota citizen, and these are members of the delegation that serve you. So Texter sends a note, says, thank the senator for being one of the drivers for getting commissary access for disabled vets with less than 100% rating. I'm one of those disabled vets at 60 who contacted you on Scott's show several years ago about this problem.
I remember that.
And it goes on to say, thank the president for the action he took against a terrorist. As a disabled vet, I understand the possible repercussions better than many. So, another example. Yeah, another example of that wonderful. We have some more calls on student loans and some solutions there, so we'll save all that for next week. Senator, thank you for the time. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you next week.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in a wet or modified form, which is shipped, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.